You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more, so smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Hell, I suck at dating. With Dean Unglert and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, welcome to an all-new episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. Jared here, joined by Dean. We have a very special co-host. This particular episode, you know her from Bachelor. She was on season 24, also on Bachelor in Paradise last year. It is Alea Benavidez. Alea, first of all, your last name is awesome. Secondly, how are you?
Thank you. I'm doing good. Been busy, but doing good.
I've got to say, Jared, in all the guest co-hosts we've had on this podcast, no one has ever joined with as much energy as Alea has this time.
I've had a lot of coffee this morning.
I'm here for it. I love it. Alea, remind me. So you were on, was it Peter season?
Yeah, I was on Peter season.
And then you did Paradise.
Kind of.
But most importantly, you did pageants, if I remember correctly, right?
I did. Yes.
And so I remember when Kaylin and I were watching Peter season, you were the one that we talked about most because you guys have the pageant connection, you know?
Yep. Yeah. And I think I had met Kaylin actually like the year before, before she even went on Bachelor, at like a modeling thing. And I knew her because she was Miss North Carolina. So it's kind of weird how the whole thing came full circle.
It is funny. I feel like a lot of you guys know each other before going on the show for whatever reason. And then, and then there's the rest from there. And there's always a lot of pageants, but what's going on with you? What's been new since last time we saw you on TV? Oh, before you answer that, and I'm just getting way, way ahead of myself. Are you on the new season of Paradise?
No, I did not do Paradise this summer.
Was that a choice or you're just
never asked?
Yeah.
I didn't really. Okay. So, and that's the weird thing is I technically didn't even really go on last season either. I was there and then I did the little like shindig party thing that they had, the little mixer. And then pretty much they told me I was going to be the last person on the beach. And I was like, no, I'm good.
What?
So I left after the party.
That's shocking because I feel like you were a pretty big, for lack of a better word, character on your season with Peter, right?
I don't know. I think, if I'm being honest, I think it's just because the pandemic hit. And so all of Peter's girls were old news because Matt's girls came in. And so they just kind of, we just got short.
Yeah, I always forget that there was no Paradise in 2020.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's weird.
Time flies. Holy shit. I forgot about that mixer thing too. That was weird.
Yeah. And that's like my only cameo from Paradise. So when people are like, oh, you were on Paradise. I'm like, not technically. No, I never made it to the beach.
I'm trying to remember the
mixer. So you just made it to Vedanta.
I don't remember the mixer.
Yeah. I got to the hotel and I got like one little mixer party and that was it.
How long did they have you in the Vedanta for?
Oh my God. Like 2-3 weeks.
That's crazy.
What? So long. And that's why when they were like, oh, it's going to be another like week. I'm like, no, thank you. I'm going to leave.
No. My second time going down there, they had me in there for like a week. And at the end of the week, I was like, goodness gracious, get me the heck out of here. I can't imagine two or 3 weeks. That's got to be crazy. But
I was
I'm sure.
It's cool for like a day. It's cool for like a couple of days to be like, oh man, I get to be in a hotel room. I get to relax. I can do whatever I want. I'm not distracted by my phone. But then after that, you're like, okay, I'm losing my goddamn mind. I got to get the hell out of here.
I was going so crazy. And actually, it's funny because one of the girls from my season was on the balcony, like directly across the resort from me. And so we could see each other. So we would try to do like charades across.
Smoke signals.
That's we were pretty so funny. Bored.
It's such a funny catch 22 too, because they lock you in the room for however long you're waiting for. And they say like, go crazy with room service and do whatever you want to do. And in the back of your head, you're like, yeah, I just want to drink a bunch of booze and order as much pasta as I possibly can. But then the other side of the angel on your shoulder is like, no, you're about to like go on TV. You should not eat 4,000 calories a day and get drunk by yourself in your
hotel
room.
You're going to be in a swimsuit every day.
I feel like that's part of the problem.
What'd you guys do in the room when you were bored? Like for, I'll give you an example. So when I'm bored and I have like no phone, there's nothing I can do. I legitimately will have like 2 hour conversations with myself in my own head. And it'll be like a full on movie review. And I'll make arguments of like why, you know, Halloween 4 is superior to the second Halloween. And like, I'm a psycho, but I'm curious, am I alone on that? Okay,
I
good
can't
to know.
Relate to that.
Nobody, like, you guys very don't have, like, alone. Conversations in your head? Like,
but not, like, two-hour movie reviews. Like, I'll have, like...
Well, that's my thing.
Yeah, I'll have, like, especially in that situation, I'm like, okay, if this happens, like, trying to just prepare yourself for all possible, like, okay, what's the worst possible outcome here, or what's the best? But no, I read. So I'm a big reader. I had my Kindle, and that's like the only piece of technology I was allowed because it doesn't have internet access or like web browsing access. And I read. I got through like 7 books the first week I was there.
Which is pretty cool, because like how often are you going to be able to get to do that again, right?
That's what I said. I'm like, I just got paid so much money to sit around and read.
And read. Yeah.
And that's exactly. It.
I brought one book and then I got bored of it like a quarter of the way through. So I just played my Nintendo Switch that I brought the entire time.
They let you bring a Switch?
Yeah, they did. I had to fight hard for it too, though. They were like, oh, well, you can probably get on the internet on this thing. And I was like, dude, I don't even know how to get on the internet on this thing. I kind of did, but I was definitely like overplaying the fact that I didn't know.
Yeah.
And then eventually they were like, I was making such a fuss out of it. And eventually they were like, yeah, just take it with you.
Well, and we're so bored.
So
and then
bored.
At the resort in Mexico, everything's in Spanish. So
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Not even like you can watch TV.
Yeah, you're like watching ESPN and it's in Spanish and it's like of like Mexican soccer teams. And you're like, I don't know any of these teams or what they're saying. I also snuck a phone in the second time. And
well, I was about to say, I know people who've snuck. So they'll bring two phones. They'll hand one in and then they'll keep the other one.
That's exactly what I did. I like just got a new phone and I gave them my new one and kept my old one. And then like the second day, one of the producers came and I was like, man, I got to tell you something. And they're like, what? And I was like, I feel so bad about it. I snuck a phone in and I can't have it on my conscience. And so I gave it back to them. So I gave them two phones. They were pretty annoyed at me.
Yeah, that, I bet.
But, but okay. So Alea, you said you're on your lunch break. What are you on your lunch break from?
So I'm an orthodontic assistant. So I work in the dental industry. I've done it for 4.5 years now. And luckily my boss is really cool. So I was just like, hey, I got a podcast. I'll be right back.
Oh, heck yeah. We should have him on too. The boss.
Oh my gosh. He would have loved that. He's always like, do they need my advice? I'm like, yes, doc, they definitely need your.
We need everybody's advice. We give advice and then we're like, that probably sounded pretty stupid.
I don't know. Oh my gosh. So when I told my coworkers I was doing this podcast, they're like, well, what's the podcast? I'm like, Help, I Suck at Dating. They're like, oh, you'll be really good at that.
Oh no. Well, so that beckons the question then. How has dating for you been since appearing on the show?
You know what? It's great. I love dating.
Yeah, I can tell.
No, dating's brutal, man. Like I forgot how brutal it is. And it only gets worse, like I feel like after Bachelor, because okay, for perfect example, here's this. I went on a date not too long ago and the guy was like, I saw you're like verified on Instagram. I was like, oh, weird. Yeah. And he's like, so I told my friends I was going on a date with you. And his girlfriend was like, Benavides. And he's like, why didn't you tell me you were on The Bachelor? And I'm like,
oh,
this is why.
You're like, I would have gotten there eventually.
I wanted to be the one to like work it into the conversation slowly. But he was like, yeah, no, she was showing me all these clips from your season. I'm like, awesome.
Yeah, you can't bring it up too early because you don't want people to think you're conceited. You're like, by the way, there's something you should know. You're like Ron Burgundy. You're like, well, I'm kind of a big deal.
People know me.
Well, and it's not a secret that I didn't get the best, like, glowing edit on my season either. So I'm like, you can meet me first. Let's hang out a couple times. And, like, then you can watch whatever you want and form your own opinion. But, like,
what was that like? Because it did seem a little unfair to me, the edit you had gotten.
I mean, it was frustrating for sure, because anybody that knows me watched it and they were like, oh yeah, no, like I understand that's you, but the way they're like portraying it isn't accurate.
Yeah.
So, but to anybody who doesn't know me, like, I've watched it back since, you know, the trauma subsided, and I'm like, yeah. Oh no, I can see how people would like misperceive me.
Well, even I remember when we were watching it, even Kaylin was like, I don't know her that well, but I know that she's like getting the short end of the stick with all this stuff. And it definitely did seem that way too. Like,
yeah, it was frustrating because I just felt like I couldn't win.
Yeah. And they were making like a mountain out of a molehill too. They just like were, I remember watching that and I was like, I'll tell you the truth. I remember watching it and I was like, wow, Kaylin, I don't know if I like Alea all that much. And then Kaylin was the one that convinced me otherwise. And then I started to see it. And I was like, okay, yeah, now I see what you're saying. So it really does mess with you.
I could see it watching it back. I'm like, no, I could see how people think I'm being like really obnoxious. But anybody that knows me knows I'm just really high energy. I'm really like that. I mean, I'm always just happy and like, hell yeah, let's make the most of the situation. And mind you, you know, you're so bored that when you get these little moments of like a date or the leads in the room, like you're hyped. You're like, hell yes. I've been speaking for 3 days.
Divert all attention to whatever's going on because you just are needing something.
It sucked a little bit.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, you handled it gracefully. Obviously you're able to laugh at it now, which is super important. But that's super frustrating. I'm sorry you had to deal with that. I'm trying to go back and remember some of the drama that was going on in the house. I think it was with one of the Victorias, right?
Yeah, it was. The initial drama was one of the other pageant girls, Victoria P, and the whole, like, I told her to lie, which I didn't, but it was like this whole miscommunication. Right. So that kind of started it. And then
it's all coming back to me now. Okay.
I was putting on for the cameras and
I'm not trying to make you relive any trauma or anything. I'm just trying.
It's 3 years removed. I've gone to therapy. We're good at this point.
Oh, nice. Was it pretty taxing to see the way that people reacted to it?
First, yeah, because I feel like I had never experienced that kind. I mean, pageants are one thing and you deal with like the scrutiny, but you don't deal with like direct hate. So dealing with like the online bullying and the online hate immediately after, I was like, oh, this is brutal. Like, took me a few months to finally like be able to brush it off. And now
coming to like your Instagram page and talking crap.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It was so crazy. And then half the time, like, you know, somebody would DM me something really nasty and I would respond like something nice. And then all of a sudden they changed their whole tune. Like all of a sudden they're my biggest fan and they loved my season. I'm like, you just called me a fake ass bitch 2 seconds ago. Like, what just happened?
People tend to disassociate the person they're messaging with actually being a real person. And then once they do it, and then like you said, once you reply, they're like, oh wait. Cause like I'm sure no one ever came up to you in the street and they were like, I didn't like you on Peter season. You know,
never. It's always the DMs.
Yeah.
People have come up to me and told me that.
What? Really? Well, they probably veiled it by saying like, I'm so glad you finally wisened up and got together with Ashley.
Well, yeah. I mean, it doesn't happen often, but there'll be people that come up. It's crazy. And they're like, they'll be so excited to meet Ashley. Totally understandable. But then they'll come up to me and they're like, oh, you were so stupid. Like, I didn't like you before. Now I love you. And I'm like, all right, well.
It has to be the backhanded
compliment. You know, my wife doesn't like you anymore after saying that. So hope you're okay with that. That's what I really want to say.
Or your baby. There was one instance in, I think I was in Canada, in Toronto or something like that. And it was right after the first Paradise that I was on got done airing. And this was peak online hate for me. And someone came up to me at a bar. Peak F Boy Dean. It was peak F Boy Dean without question. Someone came up to me at a bar and they were like, they were like, you're such a piece of crap for doing what you did to Christina. You're such a bad person, blah, blah, blah. And then they were like laying into me for like a good 2 minutes. And then they were like, can I get a picture? And I was like, this is the only time I've ever said I'm not going to take a picture with you. Because it was one of the most outrageous things. She was like, she was being so mean to me, and then she asked
I'm gonna talk mad to your face, but also I want a selfie.
Yeah, it was a little, and I said no, and I never felt, I walked away with my chest held high and my shoulders strutting about, and I said, you're never going to get a picture with me, doll.
Because you know that everything she just said to your face with the picture she just posted, that would be her caption. Be like, yeah. I met Dean, the F-boy Dean.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, fuck
I mean,
that.
I could care less about the caption, but you know what I mean. Has that affected you at all in terms of dating, Alea? I know you said that people will maybe know that you've been on the show, but has it, like, has the edit that you got been like an encumbrance at all?
Not really, thankfully. Because I feel like, again, once people get to know me and they've talked to me, they're like, oh, you're actually really down to earth. Like, I thought you were going to be super conceited. And I'm like, thank you. So it hasn't thankfully been an issue, or if it has, like if someone stood me and that was the reason why, I don't know.
And also, listen, if you're, if being Miss Texas doesn't make you conceited, going on a reality dating show is not going to make you conceited. Like, I would say Miss Texas, right?
See that.
It's Miss Texas is way up here, and then reality dating is way down here.
They just see that I did both, and they're like, oh, red flag.
Yeah.
Red flag. I'm like, awesome.
I mean, I can see that. Kaylin did both, I guess, and she's got red flags all over.
So have there been any promising men in your life post-show?
No.
Has there been no? What was, yeah, because you obviously, like you said, you went on the show, mm-hmm. and then the pandemic hit, and then you went on Paradise. So what was that like? Did you date at all during the pandemic?
No, not really. Well, I guess kind of. I don't know how to even explain that. I had a friend that I had known for a while. And so during like quarantine and the pandemic, we had this group that would hang out. And so he and I started hanging out, and then that kind of led to like a short-term relationship. We dated for like a few months, like 6-7 months, something like that. But it just didn't work out. It was long distance. Our communication wasn't ever on in line with each other, and we're still friends. So it didn't mess anything up, but that's really the only like kind of.
Well, that's good that didn't mess anything up. I feel like anytime you're friends with somebody and then you cross that line, it's hard going back.
It
you
is.
Know, it's like you either move forward as in a relationship or you can't be friends anymore.
Yeah. Well, and it's different now. Like I wouldn't feel as comfortable just hanging out with him one-on-one anymore because we dated, or at least like if he was dating somebody or I was dating somebody, I'm like, all right, now we have this weird, like we dated, but like, we're still pretty chill.
Pretty chill. Well,
that's good. I don't know if I've ever had that in my life.
Had what?
I've had like a friend that
like
I've.
A friend. Didn't you just go to your ex-girlfriend's wedding?
Ex-girlfriend's wedding?
In like San Francisco or something? No. Wasn't that your ex-girlfriend, or was she just that was yours?
No, that was Ashley's. One of Ashley's close friends. Briar. Ex-girlfriend? No, that'd be pretty interesting, though. I would love to be invited to an ex-girlfriend's wedding.
Was the girl that nominated you for the show, was that an ex-girlfriend, or that was just a friend?
Oh, no, she's like my sister.
Oh.
Oh yeah, no, she's like a family member.
So no romance there.
No romance there. I'm trying to think of a friend that I've, you know, been friends with, and then we hooked up, and then we were like, oh, this isn't working. We're gonna go back to being friends. I've had friends other than Ashley who, you know, you do start dating a little bit, and then it just gets messy, and then we're never the same again if we don't end up dating, which we obviously didn't because I'm happily married. So that's good that you guys can like go back and be like, all right, cool. Yeah. Is he dating someone?
Not right now. He was, but I mean, even then we just didn't talk as often, and obviously we never hung out, and it wasn't a big deal.
All right, there we go. Good. The big question for me, sorry, I'm like just inserting drama into your life, would be, is if you start dating someone and then he started getting a little jealous.
No, I the reason I didn't bring this one up is I dated somebody for like 3 months. It's like the most recent dating person I've had, and he was pretty fine with it too. Like, I feel like neither of us got weird when the other person started dating again.
Yeah. So how was the 3 month relationship? What happened there?
Nope. That was, it was a lot. It was just a lot. It was so that was when I finally decided like, all right, I'm going to try to start dating again. I got on Hinge because people don't meet in real life anymore. You have to do something.
I was on Hinge for a while.
And it was just a lot. It was 3 months, and it was a lot really fast. It was very dramatic.
Well, then let's ask you this.
for the listeners out there, because we have a lot of hot single men listening to this podcast, what is it exactly that you're looking for in a prospective partner?
Ooh, so I've been saying lately, like, what I'm really looking for is like effort and consistency. I realize those are probably the two most attractive things, are somebody who's going to put in some effort, like actually want to go on dates. I feel like nowadays everybody just wants to like, hey, let's have a movie night, like come over and we'll order takeout. And I'm like, does nobody just want to go on a date anymore? So a little bit of effort and consistency, like no ghosting. Like if you want to see me, I'm a pretty low maintenance person, I think, surprisingly enough, with the pageant background, like just call me before bed and I'm pretty cool. Let's go on a date once a week and call me before bed and I'm pretty laid back.
So but, you're a phone talker. You need the phone every day, you think?
Yeah. I mean, I like it. It doesn't have to be for hours, but even just like a, hey, how was your day? Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, I'm passing out. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
I think that was one of Kaylin's biggest adjustments with dating me, is she's a bit of a phone talker sometimes, and I despise phone calls.
Really?
I hate them.
Are you a texter then?
I'm a decent texter. I'm even pretty bad at texting, to be honest, but.
Oh, you're not that good of a texter. Get out of here.
No, you're right. I'm not. I would say I skew more bad than good, even when it comes to texting. And I don't know exactly why that is, but even my sister this week, she called me a couple times and then she sent my siblings a text and she goes, why does no one ever answer the phone? And I was like, Sky, I have like agoraphobia when it comes to phone calls. I hate phone calls. And I'll tell you why. I was like kind of weirded out about why I hated phone calls so much. Even my best friends will call me and I screen every single phone call and I figured out why. It's because immediately following the show, the first time and probably the second time too, I would have friends who I hadn't talked to in, years, months, whatever it is. And they would call me and they would like FaceTime me and they would always be because they're like, hey, I'm with this person. And really wanted to say hi. And I just like grew this diversion to answering phone calls because I always have this big fear where the phone call is gonna be meaningless, as in like, unless there's like a point to call, like give me directions or tell me what time you're gonna be there. There is no like way to properly end a phone call. And so it theoretically could just go on forever. And that terrifies me. And then B, there is also the one where it's like, yeah, maybe someone, and it happened actually a couple days ago too, where someone's like, meet my friend. And I'm like, I don't care about meeting your friend. Please don't ever call me again.
Well, at least warn me, like text me and be like, hey, I'm with somebody. They want to meet you. Are you free? Like,
exactly. Please do that. And when my sister calls, I love her to death and I feel so bad screening her calls, but she's a talker and she can ramble and ramble and ramble with no point.
Screen her calls.
I she would call me and I would text her separately and be like, hey, can we just text instead? Because if you can get locked into like a 2-hour long conversation and I've got things to do during the day. I'm a busy guy.
I'm a big phone person. Like I'm the type of person that if I'm driving home from work, I'm on the phone with somebody, like whether it's my mom or my best friend or like
really?
The person I'm dating. Like I'm a phone talker. Terrible. Yeah, it's
good for you.
I just like to talk to people. But...
Wait, so Jared, are you not a phone talker either?
No, not at all. I'm completely in Dean's court. Like my phone rings and my heart stops for a second because I'm like, oh God. And then especially here's the worst is when it's a number I don't recognize, but it's a 401 area code, which is Rhode Island. Mm. I'm like, oh shit. So I should pick up because it might have something to do with Audrey's or somebody I need to talk to. But damn it. Like, there'll be so many times where I pick up and then it's somebody like, oh, you gave me your business card, just wanted to call. And, you know, I have this opportunity. I'm like, oh God, what did I just do? What did I just do? And big regrets. So big texter. All right, we're going to take a quick break though. But when we come back, we're going to get into dating headlines. We're going to talk to Alea Moore and we're going to get some emails.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Help I Suck at Dating. It is time for Jared's favorite segment. And Alay, I got to be honest with you, this is actually my least favorite segment. It's we haven't been doing it quite as much lately, but it's where we just talk about like topical dating news, like the Kardashians or.
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Megan Fox and Travis Kelly, right? Or Machine Gun Kelly, whatever the heck his name is, that type of stuff. Jared loves it. Jared lives for it. It's not really my cup of tea, but let's do our best. And let's talk about some stuff. So we got some stuff here in our email.
I feel like I'm also going to suck at this because I don't keep up with any of that stuff at all.
You know, that's exactly how I am, too. I just don't really care enough to keep up with it, you know?
Yeah.
But it looks like we've got some Bachelor stuff. Do you watch The Bachelor, Bachelorette now that you have, like, you know, been part of the process?
Nope, I don't.
Did you watch it before?
I watched Caitlyn's season because Caitlyn, and then obviously from there watched Tana's and then was on it. Mm. So it's like I had kind of watched it a little bit. Those were the two seasons I really dove into and watched pretty much religiously. And then, yeah. No, I can't watch it after. Coming out on the other side, I can't watch it anymore.
Yeah. Well, you want to know how the sausage is made. You know, it's a little tricky.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Well, then I got to ask, let's derail this whole topical dating segment for just a second. Can I ask how you got on the show and like the steps and like who nominated you? Did you nominate yourself? Like what happened?
My mom nominated me. I was with her when she did it. Honestly, we were like wine drunk and she was like, I'm just gonna nominate you. I think it would be so cool and you're such romantic. And so I was like, all right, they're not gonna call me. And then sure enough, the next day they call me and she's like,
the next day
I got a call the next day. And we apply, like, my mom nominated me, applied, whatever, like that, like late at night. So the fact that they called me the next morning, I was like, what the hell did you just do?
Yeah. And that's crazy too, because imagine how many people are sitting there watching and doing exactly that and they never hear back, and then you heard back literally within 12 hours.
So crazy. Yeah. And that's what I was like, shocked. So every step of the process I was like, I don't think I'm actually gonna make it. I'm just gonna kind of,
yeah,
we'll just see how far this goes.
And then eventually you are filming with cameras in front of your face and you're like, I still don't think this is gonna happen.
But I'm probably going home right now.
That's exactly how I was too. I was like, yeah, it's probably not going to happen. I'm not going to tell anyone. And then even like when you're like in the hotel room waiting to go film for night one, I'm like, yeah, they're probably going to cut me like last second.
It was so just like, this is not happening. It's
nerve wracking.
Not real.
That's awesome. So your mom nominated you. So she obviously wants you to find love. That's nice of her.
Yes. Yeah.
You guys are super close.
Yeah. My mom and I are really, really close. So I'm the oldest. I have a younger brother and a younger sister, and I'm the oldest. And of course, I always joke, my little sister's 20 and just celebrated like her 2-year anniversary with her first boyfriend ever. And then I'm the older, I'm like almost 27. And then I'm the one at family dinners where my grandma's like, Mijita, I'm praying that you'll find a really nice man. And I'm like, oh, I'm at that age now. I'm officially praying that you'll find a man age.
Well, I wanted to get to some of these dating headlines, but you know what? Let's just.
Is there any that are really good?
Let's not do it. It's a lot of Bachelor Nation stuff. It's Bachelor Nation's Tyler Cameron is dating someone. Michelle Young and Nate broke up, I think. And then it's something about Bradley Cooper. And all this stuff is like, meh. Like, I don't know if I necessarily really like talking about breakups, especially when it comes to like Bachelor people, just because I feel bad. But they're there. And if Jared was here, I'm sure he'd want to talk about them, but. Let's take a break from this, and then we're going to go on to the next segment, which is emails. Always a little bit more lighthearted and a little bit more fun anyway. So stick through the break. We'll be right back.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number 2 comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Help I Suck at Dating. Jared is out putting out fires on the Aubrey's front. So just me and Alea here. We're going to get to some emails real quick. We got two of them, and I will read them out loud. And Alea, sometimes what we do is I'll ask for advice, I'll ask some questions, whatever it might be, and we just do our best to help them answer it. So this one's from Lucy. She said, I met this guy at a bar on a random Saturday night. We talked the entire time. He was so funny and kind and seemed like he enjoyed talking to me. We exchanged numbers and talked for a week about everything. We got into sharing about our lives and family, and I went on to find out he was my boss's son of all people. What do I do? Wow, that's, man, what a twist.
that I was expecting him to like ghost her or like something like that. The boss's son, that's hard.
That is hard.
So I guess my question would be, how close are you with your boss? Because,
well, I think what I like to do in situations like this is put myself into it. And I'm unemployed, so I don't have a boss. But let's say you meet someone out at the bar and then you guys hit it off. Everything's clicking. Oh, and then a week later, you find out it's your boss's son.
So if it was me, I'd have to like really think like, okay, how long do I see myself at this job? If things go south, like, because that would suck. Can you imagine if you started dating and then y'all break up for whatever reason? Like, you know, your boss is going to take his kid's side or her kid's side.
Right.
Like, how invested are you in this job? Is this like your career or is this just a job? I would also say no. That's a no for me.
Wait. Oh, so you would say don't date.
I would say don't date. I would, unless it's like this job is just a job and you don't really care. If this is your career, no.
Well, that's good because I disagree with you. I think you should date him. And the reason being is because your boss's son is an adult and he can make his own decisions. And those decisions shouldn't affect the way that sure, subconsciously, like let's say you guys break up. Maybe the boss would like be a little disappointed or whatever it might be and give you a little bit of unfair treatment, possibly. But at the end of the day, like if your boss is going to treat you any differently because their son and you broke up, then that's probably not a boss you want to be working with anyways. You know
that's
what I mean?
True. Yeah, no, I agree with that.
So I say go for it.
I'm 50-50.
I think I might have just flipped you right there.
I think you did. I think you're like, all right, maybe. I think it's sticky, but it... Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little sticky. It's a little... Just tread carefully. I would say don't get into a relationship unless you're absolutely certain it's something that you want.
For sure.
Right? Like you kind of got to be a little bit more purposeful with that situation, it seems like.
Definitely. Agree with that.
So let me ask you then, if you met someone and it was your boss's son and you liked them, what would you do?
Thankfully, my boss's sons are all like in high school, so I don't have to worry about that. But
okay. 10 years from now.
A different boss. I think I would tell my boss like, okay, I have the weirdest story for you. And see their reaction and then go from there.
Do you have that type of relationship with your boss? I mean, obviously it would be weird as heck because his kids are in high school, but
no,
you
but would
feel
like,
comfortable.
My boss and I are super comfortable. One of my coworkers has tried hooking me up with her son a couple times, and I'm just like,
And you say no every time?
Yeah, I'm just like, I really like you. This would be weird if things go south.
Yeah, the coworker thing, it's very similar, but it is different, and especially when they're trying to set you up.
Yeah,
because then, like, let's say you don't like them as much as they thought you would, and then they take it personally for some reason.
Right. Like, why don't you like my child? I made it myself.
Yeah, I made it myself. This is 50% me right here. You don't like 50% of me. Yeah, that's true. I could agree with that. Do you go on like a lot of blind dates?
No, I had one friend try to set me up on a blind date, and at first I was like, sure. And then I chickened out and I said never mind.
Yeah, smart. Blind dates, you never know. It's interesting when you see the people that other people think you would mesh with.
I have lots of questions.
Yeah. You're like, where did you get this idea from?
Yeah.
And what makes you think this would work? Because
I went to Miss Texas like 2 weeks ago, and the amount of women that were like, let me introduce you to my brother, and their brother is like almost 50. I'm like, how old do you think I am?
Oh my gosh. Oh. Yeah, even when it comes to the things like Kaylin will buy me t-shirts every once in a while and she'll like bring it home. And a great gesture, great thought. Love that she's thinking about me. And I look at the t-shirt and I look at her and I'm like, what makes you think I would ever want to wear this t-shirt? It's kind of like going on a blind date, you know, in like a weird
clothes,
way.
Yeah.
But with clothes. But she hits it out of the park 9 times out of 10. But there's every once in a while where it's not the best t-shirt. Yeah. Hey, Jared, welcome back.
All right. Sorry about that. Yep, thank you. I just got really busy out there and I needed to help cook some food, you know, make some turkey bacon avocados and chicken salads, make sure they're getting out there because people would not be happy if they had to wait. So thank you for that. Two things. One, I was listening the entire time because I still had my ear pods in. So I would have totally talked about Hot Topics. I could talk about Kardashians all day long because my wife is obsessed and I'm interested from a distance. So like anytime I see things on Instagram or Twitter, like I definitely look up. There's a lot about the Kardashians, Alea, that I respect. I got to admit, they are a business savvy family. Let me say that. And then you should totally date the boss's son. Because here's the thing. That's a great opportunity for promotion right there. I mean, if you're sitting around Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas dinner, and you guys are talking, you can finally present the idea that you've always wanted to present to your boss the past 5 years, but never had the balls to do it. Here we are. This is your opportunity. And they're not going to turn you down because you could be your future daughter-in-law. So now you got your in right there. You could potentially be the future president of this company if you date the boss's son. So even if you don't like the son, just do it for, you know, your career.
Right. All praise nepotism, man. Gotta love nepotism. Well, Jared, we got one more email. Do you want to help us get through this last one? It's from Nick Vial. So
yeah, our favorite, Elia. Just to let you know, anything that says anonymous, it's obviously Nick Vial. He's a big fan of the podcast. It says, I'm having some issues with my boyfriend right now. We both have our dream jobs, except my boyfriend's job recently wants him to move. I love him to pieces, but I can't get myself to leave my position and make the move. Am I being selfish? No, you're not being selfish at all. A lot of people, I feel like, just naively, if that's a word, say that, oh, I would live anywhere for the person I love. I don't believe you. I don't think you would do that. Or if you would do that, I think that you internally would not be as happy as you could be and potentially have some resentment towards your significant other. So there's nothing wrong with feeling a little selfish and saying, I'm not sure if I want to move to where you want to go. Having said that, there has to be some compromise, which is what relationships are all about. So if this is truly an incredible opportunity for your boyfriend, maybe there's some way you could say, okay, I'll move for a little while, but we have to have some sort of five-year plan to either move back or figure out someplace that we'll both be happy. That's my advice.
What do you think, Elia?
Oh, there's a lot. That was a lot of words.
I know. He was like right off the cuff too. No, I agree with a lot of that, especially if you're saying that's your dream job and it's his dream job. Like, why are you giving up your dream job for his dream job? Like, why isn't he giving up his dream job for your, you know what I mean?
That's a really good point. Yeah.
Like, give and take. I agree. You guys have to have like a five-year plan, maybe see if there's some remote work that can be done, try distance for a while. Like there's ways to figure it out. Like I've seen people that are like, this is my dream job, I can't leave it. And they make distance work until they can figure out another option or their current job can move them to a better location. Like, I don't think
I also think it'd be selfish of the other person to expect that person to move with them, right? Like selfishness goes both ways. You're maybe a little selfish for staying. I think you should stay, but it would be selfish of him to expect you to move with him just for his job. So it kind of goes both ways. That being said, there was a question that I was about to ask. Oh yeah, do you guys have 5-year plans? Because I definitely don't.
I'm in the process of developing a 5-year plan. So,
Jared, do you have a 5-year plan?
I have about a 5-day plan, which is survive. So that's my thought process right now. You know, business kid, lots of things going on. New house. But a 5-year plan. Yeah, I guess I don't. Isn't it funny how you always, when you're single, you always think about like where you want to be in 5 years. And now I don't know if it's because I'm in a relationship or if I'm just older. And it's like, bro, do you honestly think I have that on a date?
Like, what's your 5-year plan? I'm like, did you really just ask me that? Is that a real question?
That's like a business interview or something.
Yeah.
Like a job interview.
I know. Attention, everybody out there, never ask on the first date, what's your 5-year plan? I'm like, well, I know what my 5-minute plan is, and that's to get the check.
Hey, Jared, whenever you interview prospective employees for Aubrey's, does it ever feel like you're on a date? Not like in the sense where there's like a romantic connection, but like the questions you ask, you know?
Well, first of all, it's Aubrey's.
I always forget. I'm so sorry.
Anyway, secondly, no, I mean, in the beginning, I tried to be very professional when I was first interviewing people and making sure that I was asking specific questions. And, you know, I would ask what they believe their biggest weakness is, things of that nature to really try to like just stir up conversation. But now, as I've interviewed, you know, numerous people, for me, it's more of just sitting down and having a conversation with the person and really just getting to know them for about, you know, 15, 20 minutes, getting, you know, an idea of what their personality is, what they're all about. You know, it's so hard to judge people's work ethic. There's been a couple people that I've hired and I'm like, I don't know if they're going to work out. And then they get here and they are just balls to the walls, working nonstop, like just know what they're doing. There's certain people, especially if you worked in the hospitality industry, that just like get it. And it's crazy how I'm like, wow, I would never have thought that you would be the person just knocking things out of the park. And then there are other people who I'm like, oh, this person's be great. So excited. And then it just doesn't work out. I'm like, oh, well, that was a big mistake. So it's hard because, you know, you only talk to someone in an interview for like, you know, 20 minutes or so. And then it's like, okay, I feel pretty good about them. I'm going to move forward. Or, oh, well, I don't know if that went really well. And I don't think it's somebody we're looking for. You know, there's been a lot of interviews sounds where like I don't dating. Hire people afterwards.
Yeah.
It is like dating.
It sounds just it like dating. First date went great. You're awesome. I see a potential here. And then second date, never mind.
I think the worst is when you go on a first date and you see no potential, but they do. And you're like, oh, no.
Well, let's be honest. Of course, they're going to see the potential, you know? Have you fired anyone ever?
I know something tells me, Alaya, that you've had many. No, I haven't fired. Well, not from this job yet. I've had to fire people at previous jobs, but I haven't fired anybody here yet. Thank God. So it's been very good. We've had a good string of luck so far with employees.
Okay. Nice. And follow-up question. Will you hire me?
Yeah, bro. Is that even a question? Do you know how much business you would bring in? Dean, you're going to be my number one employee.
Yeah.
If I'm like a sports agent right now, if I'm like Drew Rosenhaus, you're like Gronk. You know what I mean? You're my number one priority, bro. Whatever you need, I'm there.
Could we do this where it's like, I don't have any set hours, but I'll like, we can tweet like 5 minutes before I show up for my shift. And then I might leave at any time during the shift. So it kind of like creates the stir and the excitement. Not that people would be excited for me working at a coffee shop anyways, but it's kind of like an art installation.
I think people would be very excited.
But you know what I mean? It's like a little art installation. Anyways, you know what? I think we should probably go ahead and call it quits for this episode.
Dean is the artist.
Yeah, because Dean's about to take a job as a barista.
I'm moving to Providence. I actually was looking at Zillow in Providence the other day, and you can get some good deals out there. Anyways, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. Alaya, big thank you, as always, for joining us here. We're excited to keep talking with you and have you back later on, and hopefully at that point you're dating your boss's son. Oh, well, actually, wait, never mind. Hopefully it's 6 years from now and your boss's children have graduated from high school, and then you could be dating them.
Otherwise, oh, man, nope.
that was a little weird. Thanks to Lucy and Anonymous for emailing us. Please keep the emails rolling. isuckatdating@iheartmedia.com. Keep them flowing. We love to see them. And if you're around the Rhode Island area, please check out Audrey's with a D, best coffee in town. So go check them out. And be sure to tune in on Thursday. We got a couple great guests coming up. It's Alexis and Joyce from the TV show Five Guys a Week. They'll be joining us, so tune into that, where maybe we suck just a little bit less.
Follow Help by Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.